92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Mental health among today's teenagers is being watched very carefully by research teams at San Diego State University. Their latest project is comparing the state of today's teens to the same group going back over many decades, and the changes they're seeing are significant and dramatic, indicating that a major mental health crisis among teens is either looming or already here. And the cause of it shouldn't really be a surprise. The problem is smartphones and all the social media that comes along with them. Their research team noted big changes in teenagers starting in 2012 when the use of smartphones and social media jumped up and loneliness also increased. Now, we all know that kids need to spend time interacting with other kids without phones and tablets and computers, but lately I see kids in restaurants with their tablet, hyper-obsessed with the videos they're watching instead of talking with their family and being social. Last year, 95% of teens said they use at least one social media platform. 40% of them said they're on it constantly. Your kids are up late at night because they're still connected. And all of that is only increasing depression and loneliness. The bottom line here is that parents need to learn to engage more with their kids and not just pacify them with internet videos just to shut them up. That's what seems to be happening most of the time. It's important to note that this depression and loneliness caused by social media extends to college-age young adults, too. A high number of today's kids are reporting social isolation more and more every year.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.